Call me today. Well, once the game's done. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Broadcasting on both AM 1340 and 102.1 FM on the WLEW Sports Broadcast Network. We've broken down the Cass City Redhawks on the road tonight as the Bad Axe Hatchets home for the first time in the season. And that's right, we're in week number four. They're 0-3 in the 2013 campaign, coming off a very tough start to the season. Their first three games consisted of taking Harbor Beach, Vassar, and Reese all on the road. All playoff teams last year, and a 2012 record between those three teams of 30-5. The Hatchets are coached by Mark Minetti, who's been at the helm for 3 years now for Bad Axe. The Hatchets are coming off of a 2-7 season last year, their most victorious season in 3 years, 2009 when they went 3-6. Unfortunate for Bad Axe, the history books are not too friendly for them. Their last season above 500 comes 12 years ago in 2001, when they went 7-3 and lost in the first week of the playoffs to Saginaw Swan Valley.
Coach Minetti still believes he has the right guys in place for his scheme, and the potential is still there. He does still have the confidence, and he is looking forward to his JV players and the junior high program coming up.
Uncommon to the area, Bad Axe actually has some strong numbers when it comes to the roster, with list 26 listed, half of them being seniors, 13 of them, 11 juniors and 2 sophomores.
And that senior leadership, Clark, is so very important. These guys have been there. Most of them have played last year, been a part of the team now for 2 to 3 years. And look for them to sort of lead this team throughout the season and hopefully get them to a couple wins.
Some key returners from last year's team for Bad Axe include Tyler Labor, Matt McVeigh, and Bailey Heights.
So far, we're going to see a lot of Matt McVeigh tonight. Labor started the season at quarterback. We just got the update that he will be back to wide receiver, which is probably his more comfortable position. According to our stats, Tommy Morneau is going to be the starter tonight. But Labor has done a nice job at quarterback so far. Looking forward to see Morneau at the quarterback position. Also, looking at it, Bailey Heinz is another guy to keep an eye on. He has done very well at the wide receiver position. Matt McVeigh, again, he's going to carry the ball a ton tonight. Another guy you're going to hear a lot of is a senior, Mitch Kennedy. He is going to do the other bulk of the loads tonight. And so far, hopefully, Bad Axe can get the offense rolling and keep the ball protected.
Last year, Bad Axe scored 120 points on offense for an average of 13.3 a game. So far this year, they have scored 12 points on track for 48, or an average of 5.3. Defensively, they have given up 276 last year, averaging about 30 a game, but that was a drastic improvement from the year prior, when in 2011 they allowed 349 points, or 39 points per game.
Yeah, the defense is coming around in the right direction. Again, back to what we were saying before, it's time for the offense to start putting the ball in the end zone a few more times.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. It's time to take another quick break. You're tuned to 102.1 FM and AM 1340.
This is the one you've been waiting for, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. With rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. We're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, punch, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends September 30th while supplies last. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on creditworthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit. And for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reavert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agency have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533, or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We apologize if there's any technical difficulties. The radio station this morning was actually struck by lightning, and we're kind of on our backup systems here and trying to make things work, so that's why we're simulcasting tonight on AM 1340 as well as 102.1 FM, your WLEW Sports broadcast network. Clark Ramsey here with the call, as well as Dave Hansen and Doug Cole and Kayla Carson doing our numbers tonight as well, as with the Bad Axe Marching Band, Vanguard, is on the track right now. Beautiful looking track, redone this year, as we are waiting for the national anthem as Cass City is running onto the field as we speak. As the hatchet is thrown, 15 miles separate these two schools. Bad Axe and Cass City have played every single year since modern football records have been kept since 1950. That accounts for 63 straight years the Hatchet and Redhawks have met on the gridiron and for a tightly contested overall record. Cass City leads the historical matchup 32-29-1. 1 year's score, 1953, is unknown. Of the 63 matchups, 17 have resulted in shutouts. Cass City chalking up 11 of them, and Bad Axe with 6 shutouts. The average score is just as tight as the overall record. Cass City with a slight edge, 19.7 versus Bad Axe with 16.1. Today's game is brought to you by the number 5. 5 different times, both teams have had a 5-game win streak. Cass City from 1956 to 1960, Bad Axe from 1961 to 1965, and again 1967 to 71. Cass City then won 5 straight from 1979 to 1983, and then currently 2008 to 2012. The most points scored by a team was Cass City in 2010, a 61-0 rout. So Dave, that leads me to this week's trivia question. What, aside from the tie in 1950, was the closest score since 1951?
Is this a multiple choice today,
multiple
Clark?
Multiple choice. I suppose I can give you multiple choice.
I'm due for one of these to get right.
Is it A, 10-9, B, 7-8, C, 2-3, or D, 14-6? What is the closest score since 1951?
Let's see. This seems too easy to be true, but I'll go 7-8, B.
Dave is saying B, 7-8. Well, that's partially true. It's somewhat of a trick question. A and B would be the correct answer. I hated those always in school.
Yeah, now I remember why I didn't want multiple choice.
In 1987, Bad Axe won 10-9. In 1988, Bad Axe lost 7-8. some very tight games throughout the history of this matchup between Bannex and Cass City.
Just before my time. No wonder why I didn't know that.
63 straight years they have played, and now we'll listen in to the Bannex Vanguard with your national anthem.